With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, this morning, the Times reporting that Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan, has sent a letter warning the Cuomo administration of a possible investigation for obstruction of justice and witness tampering.
Well, that's right, David. The letter from the prosecutors is from Preet Bharara to Cuomo. It says, we have reason to believe a number of commissioners recently have been contacted about the commission's work, and some commissioners have been asked to issue public statements characterizing events and facts regarding the commission's operation. To the extent anyone attempts to influence or tamper with a witness's recollection of events relevant to our investigation, including the recollection of a commissioner or one of the commission's employees, we request that you advise our office immediately, as we must consider whether such actions constitute obstruction of justice or tampering with witnesses that violate federal law. Now, that's extraordinary. Because basically what they're saying is people have been leaned on, and at least one or two indications in this article indicate that people who have said stuff on the record to Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney's office, have changed in terms of their public utterances. Look, David, when people get into trouble, inevitably it's not the original act, but it's the cover-up that does them in. And if, in fact, that's what's going on here, and that seems to be the allegation from the U.S. attorney by my reading of this Times article, which came out, you know, in the middle of the night last night, that is really going to mean quite a war. So I think everybody in Albany and everybody around the state is going to just be holding their breath on this one, because we've all said this goes away. This whole thing goes away if Preet Bharara does nothing. But it's clear that this is a serious investigation by the U.S. government into the actions of Cuomo on this Moreland Act business.
The New York Sheriff's Association has recommended that its members refuse requests by federal immigration authorities to hold foreign-born detainees for additional time so that they can be investigated for immigration-related offenses. This is going on around the country, I guess, Helen.
Yeah, we have two examples in New York State now of sheriffs who have decided that they're not going to enforce laws. One, in this case, becomes the federal, what the feds want, and they want them to be people who are suspected of immigration violations to be held. There are court cases which are suggesting to sheriffs and to the Sheriff's Association that this is not proper. In which case, the sheriffs are saying, "Okay, we're going to follow these guidelines, which are that we should not hold people because it may be illegal." At least that's the way I'm reading it. The other time, of course, is in the gun law, in which sheriffs are saying that they're not going to enforce Cuomo's gun law, the SAFE Act. And so the real question for all of us is, at what point do the law enforcement people decide that they're going to be the arbiters of what laws to enforce and what not to enforce?